Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you Health Renaissance people. Okay, this is going to be exciting because if you felt that you've been a reed in the wind, knocked around by government and social media and restrictions and just a friggin' nightmare of a world that you're not in charge of, I'm going to show you how to take charge of it right now. You're going to be a co-creator of your world with God. I got a quote from a friend of mine. Her name's Judith. She's a nun back in Chicago. And we've emailed back and forth a whole bunch. And she sent me this Frank Capra quote about Frank Capra. Quote, "The talents you have are not your own, not self-acquired. God gave you those talents. They are His gifts to you, to use for His purpose." End of quote. I love that. Okay, so think of this. God never does anything to you. He does everything for you. And so we're going to use that. And I know I'm with you there too. I mean, if you've had, loss of a friend, loss of a relative, loss of a job, you're feeling down on your luck, I'm with you there. Okay? So I encourage you. Now, the videos are more at risk than the audio, although they can wipe this out too, the censorship. But we had three more videos go down. We had exposing the truth about vaccines. That's been eliminated by the censors. Autoimmune disease and vaccines. That's been eliminated by the censors. And question and answers for measles and vaccines. That's been eliminated by the censors. So I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel and the Dr. B VIP, because that's going to be our last bastion of hope. But a lot of these videos, it's interesting, have been up for, 3-4 years and not an issue, but now that they have it. So please, thank you. If you are supporting the Dr. B VIP, I appreciate it. We're going to start the new year off right at ExtremeHealthAcademy.com. If you type in Bergman14, you get 2 weeks for free. I like the 2 weeks for free. So what I want you to do is assess your life, okay? Assess it, and not for anything worse, anything better, or what it is. Now, understand that you have 168 hours in the week. Everybody does. Again, that's 24 times 7. And you're going to have to sleep. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to. My week is busy. Figure I'm one man. I've got two clinics, one in Huntington Beach and TJ. I do some work for Extreme Health Academy. I do online consultations about two a week. I can tell you, I'm getting burnout occasionally. And then I'll look at people like Ernest Shackleton, who these guys, they survived 634 days. I mean, think of that. That's almost 2 years of frozen, Arctic, just basic survival. Okay, and they made it. So what are some of the lessons that we learn from people that survive extreme conditions? Number one, cultivate optimism in yourself. Stay grounded in reality. Be aware of your self-talk and find outlets for your own feelings. I mean, journal, friends, get a coach. Let go of guilt. Learn from your mistakes. Everybody's going to make mistakes. And look at long-term goals and short-term milestones. Now, it's interesting because in 2019, okay, my one-year goals were to open a neurologic base clinic in Mexico. I was going to work out 3 days a week. I was going to teach or take a seminar a month. I was going to take 1 day a month and reflect on the plans and connect with my family twice a year. And that was my, for 2020, that was my goals. Now my goals are to train 2 corrective chiropractors because we've had massive staff changes. I'm still going 3 days a week. I'm only working out 2 days a week now, but 3 days a week. I'm going to be opening a chiropractic health teaching site this year. And this is so if you wanted to learn how to adjust your dog or your daughter or your son or your husband or wife, okay, what kind of techniques can you do to help them physiologically and neurologically? This is all going to be on the teaching site. My goal is to take one day a month to reflect and plan on what I'm going to do and connect with my family. So 8 steps to change your life, and this is going to be the key. Number one, you got to review what happened in 2021. And this could be, you know, either not having goals or just feeling like a reed in the wind. Step two is determine your highest values. What drives you? Step three is to do the 100 things to do, be, or become. And we're gonna go over what these are. Step four, you review your 100 things. Step five, you're going to choose the top five because I'm going to show you how to tap into that innate, inborn intelligence inside of you, this universal intelligence. I'm going to show you how to make a vision board. I'm also going to show you some tricks about mindstorming, and we're going to be troubleshooting your life, and we're going to do all this in 23 minutes. Yeah, baby. So one of the things, why do New Year's resolutions fail? Because you're not thinking about the why behind it, not the actual thing, the why behind it. So too many times people will focus in on the negatives, like, you know, you can't do this. There's limitations. Okay, or it's taking away something, like I'm going to quit smoking. You're not adding into something. You're taking something away. Okay, so look at the why behind it. Now, goals are like a magic genie. It's literally, if you had a genie that would give you anything, and I'm talking health, wealth, success, purpose, security, adventure, all of these things, and it could be things too, like a home, boat, toys, family, whatever. And goals give you this. The problem is we put so many limits on our brain, like you can't do this, you can't do this. Now, what does the Bible say? What's it take to open a door? Knock, and the door opens. What more things does the Bible, Quran, and the Torah? Ask, and it's given. Okay, all of this stuff is in biblical. It's in Abrahamic text. Okay, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Okay, you had unlimited support. Would you open that business? Would you go back to school? Would you ask that amazing man or woman out? Would you set health goals to lose weight or regrow joints or regenerate, travel, skydive, write the book? It's literally where we've got to change it. Now, the key is there are no unrealistic goals. There's only unrealistic timelines. Now, when you write a goal, write it in an already achieved format, like abundance, and living in a world of wealth, okay, versus debt-free, no bills, okay, because the universe doesn't have a negative aspect to it. And so you write your goals with no limits. But the key is you've got to review the past year. Now, I've got this wheel that I use, and I love using it. Imagine a wheel with the spokes coming out. And you could put, like I've got eight sections on this one. You can put 5, you can put 4, you can put 10. But look at different aspects of your world. Now, I put business and career, finances, health, family and friends, romance, personal growth, fun and recreation, and physical environment. So now imagine all of those are spokes on that wheel. So let's say your business and career is doing really, really good. Great. Then you would put a mark way on the outside edge of that business and career area. Let's say finances were good. Beautiful. You're going way out on the edge there, right on the edge or the rim of the tire. Health, family, friends, romance, personal growth. Let's say everything is out there on the edge, you're achieving exactly what you want in everything, then your wheel is round. Well, guess what? Okay, most people are not like that. Okay, that takes a lot of mastery of life. Some people are not happy where they live, so their physical environment will be down. Some people have had to change careers, so you're not going to be putting that on the outside edge. Maybe you're not connecting with family and friends. Maybe you have a bunch of COVIDiots or people that are afraid. Okay, great, that's going to be down. Let's say your romance, you're dating the most wonderful person in the world, or maybe you're not. So assess what areas of your life. Now, reality, limitations, okay, and this is how you break through these limitations. You can say that you have physical limitations, financial, emotional. Now, are these real or imposed? So let's accurately assess your life, accurately assess your life. Now, when I'm rating myself every year, this last year was a challenge. For one, they shut down international travel. Now, that wiped out about a third of my practice. Then I lost four employees. Okay, some I had to fire. Some just had to change different things. Okay, we had to change our hours in Huntington Beach from 5 days a week to 4 days a week. We had to change our office hours in TJ to 2 days a week because I couldn't be in both places at once. I increased my work to 6.5 days a week, and we started the Dr. B VIP site last year in order to avoid the censorship, which is, thank goodness we did, because that's happening a lot. So a lot has changed in this last year. Now, so when you're assessing it, assess it accurately and look back on the year before at how you did. Now, step two. So one, you got to assess your, take note of what was last year. The next one is to use the DeMartini to determine your highest values. And this is going to drdemartini.com/values/login. Great website for determine what you value. And this is what you surround yourself like. What do you spend time on? And everybody's values is as unique as their fingerprint. It's really good to determine this, because if you're saying things like you should, or I should be doing this, or I should be doing, one of my teachers, Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, said you shouldn't be shouldn't on yourself, because if you're shouldn't, saying should a lot, you're living towards other people's values, not your own. And values are just the same. They're like unique as a fingerprint. So now, step three, it is the 100 things to do, be, or become. Now, this is so important, because right now, with the constant barrage of social media and the world is in a state of fear. But there is a universal intelligence that has this brilliance about it. And there's a way to tap into it. Now, this, you're going to sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and not leave. This isn't a week-long project. This is tapping into that universal intelligence. You have to write down 100 things to do, be, or become. Now, this is hugely important, because it's to write down 10 or 15 is pretty good. To write down 20 or 30, you got to start searching. To write down 60, 70, 80, 100, you're tapping into something. You're going to be writing ridiculous things down. It's like, how much money a month do you want to collect? Do you want to collect $5,000 a month? $50,000 a month? $400,000 a month? What do you think? Okay, so now if I say $5,000, you might say, well, that'd be nice, but I'm not going to really be able to make bills. If I said $500,000 a month, you might say, wow, that's too far out of my mindset. So we've got to change those limits on the mind. You've got to change that. So, and by tapping into this 100 things to do, be, or become, like you might have to write down that you're going to skateboard the Great Wall of China, or swim with the sharks of the Great Barrier Reef, or sail around the world, okay, the hard way, backwards. Okay, so, you know, Learn Swahili. Learn how to cook in Tuscany. Travel to Göbekli Tepe and look at the ruins, the most ancient ruins on the planet. So there's so many things that you could put down there to do, be, or become. And the key is, when you're tapping into this, you're getting even the fanciful stuff. The next step, after you've done the 100 things, and it's not 70, 80, or 90, you got to do 100 of them, you put a 1, a 5, or a 10 next to each goal. That means, could you do that goal in 1 year? Could you do that in 5 years? Or could you do that in 10 years? So this makes that more real. Like, could you go swimming with the sharks on the Great Barrier Reef? Well, I'm a certified diver, so I wouldn't need to learn it. The restrictions on travel are a little challenging now. Australia doesn't allow people that aren't vaccinated to fly in their country. So 5 years would probably be doable. If the people take back their government and get their freedoms back, might be able to do that in a year. What about hiking Mount Kilimanjaro? Well, that would probably take about a month, okay? I need to get a little bit more training, so that would be also in the five-year goal. What about skateboarding the Great Wall of China? That would probably take 10 years, getting the permits, getting the skill set. So look at each one of those, and this makes it become more real. You put a 1, a 5, or a 10 next to each one, whether you do it in 1 year, 5 year, or 10 years. And then you pick the top five of your one-year goals. Okay, this is what you're going to build your vision board out of. So let's say that you want to become a sailor or a celestial navigator. Let's say you want to get in great shape. This is where you literally design your life. So if you're going to put health, put bike riding, put strength, put things that motivate you. Because remember, the thing with goals, it's the why. It's that passion behind it. That passion is that suffering that drives you. So why do you want to get healthy? Why do you want to travel? Why do you want to do this? Now, my goals in the past were I love traveling. I absolutely adore literally hiking up the actual Mayan temple. I love seeing, like walking on the same streets that Michelangelo walked on in Florence. Being in Alaska, okay, looking at the actual crab fishing boats. I mean, look at where the miners were in Sitka. I mean, there's so many cool things in spots of the world. Well, let me tell you, that is no longer a goal for me because I don't like wearing masks and countries have shut down. So one thing that we've done, and this is kind of crazy because my wife has never had a pet, we're getting a puppy tomorrow, a little golden doodle, and we're getting a cat in about a month. And we've already talked to the breeders and, you know, we got it and everything else. So we're actually getting animals because we're not traveling a whole bunch. I know. Two puppies, well, a puppy and a kitten at one time, it's crazy. Now, your beliefs, and this is the key, is to break that belief. Belief is a combination of perception plus evidence plus time. And you can have, if you believe that you're limited, this is where that 100 things to do, be, or become come into. We got to change that belief system, change your perception. I mean, there's an old story of this parent. They have two kids. One kid is always happy, always overjoyed, and the other kid is always sad, always depressed, always anxious. And so, you know, Christmas is coming up, and so the psychiatrist gave, this advice to the parent and said, look, for the sad kid, get, you know, every toy the kid could want. So the kid will have every toy that it's the child's ever even imagined. And the kid that's happy all the time, give him a big box of horse poop. And so this way it's going to mellow. The sad kid will start to be happy and play, and the happy kid will understand that sometimes life gives us some shit. And so sure enough, Christmas morning, The sad kid is in this room with all these toys everywhere, but none of them is opened. And the kid is, you know, the mom says, "Well, honey, why aren't you going to play with the toys?" "Well, if I play with them, they're only going to get broken. I don't want to mess with them." And so that's crazy. So the sad kid's still sad. And then she goes in the next room where the happy kid has this giant box of horse poop, and he is laughing and singing and just in the middle of the box, and there's horse poop all over the room. And the mom says, "Well, honey, what are you doing?" And the kid says, "You can't fool me with all this horse poop. There's got to be a pony in here somewhere." So let's, you know, look for that pony. And when we're in a world of shit, we got to change this. Now, one of the ways that I like to change our mindset, because thoughts fall like dominoes, okay? One hits another. And if your emotions, if you're having challenges, particularly like just about everybody is in times that we're living, I like neuro-linguistic programming. Now, neuro-linguistic programming, they're not affirmations. They're a way to reprogram your subconscious. And the subconscious learns through repetition. And it's called the I am exercise. But it involves body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. And so you literally say, "I am healthy. I am enthusiastic. I am compassionate. I am friendly. I am invigorated. I am passionate." So you can say, "I am" before a group of words, and that repetition changes how the wiring of your brain is, and emotions are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment, not what's actually happening. And now I've been doing this every day for about 22 years now, and literally I'll get in my truck, and if I'm on my way to one of the businesses thinking about an employee or a challenge or this or that, you know, once you get in those cycles, your brain is secreting the chemicals, which are the emotions, and that can affect you physiologically. I mean, if you're thinking about anxiety, stress, and depression, cortisol goes up, thyroid's suppressed, your immune system gets suppressed. I mean, your body is going to respond intelligently based on that stimuli. So you can change it using body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. And if you do this every day, you know, every day multiple times, eventually your brain will start to fire along that sequence, and that will change the chemicals. Think of like yogis that sit there and meditate and deep breathe, and they can change their heart rate. They can change their physiology just by thinking about it. Well, you can do that as well, too. And it's literally changing your body posture. Now, changing your body posture, this literally changes the influence into the cerebellum. And the cerebellum is this little brain on the back, and that cerebellum controls the frontal lobe. So just changing your body posture makes all the difference in the world, all the difference in the world. And when you're changing your body posture, you're breathing, you're changing your voice tone, you're changing your volume, and you do this multiple times a day, you're going to be changing your brain. Now, mindstorming. I'm going to give you this trick. Mindstorming is the greatest single thing that you can do. And you got to figure, Peter Drucker said, what is measurable it can improve. So here's what you do. You put something on the top of a piece of paper, one specific thing, not to get happy, but let's say you want to lose weight or get in shape get a boat, okay, get a relationship. Put that on top of the page. And then underneath, you write 20 specific actions that you can do to achieve that. So let's say it's develop a good relationship, okay? Let's say you want to get a wife or a husband or whatever. Beautiful. So What would you do on number one? Well, maybe look at dating sites, or maybe ask friends, or maybe do some research on couples counseling, even though you don't have a couple. Okay, so you write down 20 different actions. Okay, maybe join a salsa class, or maybe a sailing class. A buddy of mine just found a singles group that does sailing. I mean, that's kind of cool. You know, at least you're going to have a good sail, even if you don't get along with them personally. So once you do those 20 actions, then you go through, and this is mindstorming, because you're coming up with this. Your brain is coming up with this. You're tapping into that universal intelligence. Once you tap, you get all 20 actions, you complete each of those 20 actions, and you're guaranteed to get whatever it is that you want. And you're going to be amazed, because this works 100% of the time. Now, next, so you've done the 100 things to do, be, or become. You've got your mindset. You've built your vision board. You're doing the neurolinguistic programming. Now, troubleshooting your life, okay? Looks at checks and balances, because I don't want you to beat yourself up for past goals that you haven't done. Remember, there are no unrealistic goals. There's only unrealistic timelines. And the why behind it, like, what would happen if you don't change this year? What's the next year going to be like? And if, what happens if you're not living towards your highest values? And maybe those values that you had, like, let's say you value savings, you value wealth accumulation, but you really, really want that $5,000 Bugatti purse or a Chanel purse, or I'm not a fashion guy, but my wife is. Okay, so those aren't in harmony. You're not going to buy a purse or shoes that cost thousands of dollars, but say that you like wealth accumulation and building savings. That's not your highest value. And so each person's values is unique to themselves. Hugely important that you can identify your values and work towards it. Now, remember, loss, challenge, opportunity, change your perception, change your perspective. Because if you've had loss this year, that's actually an opportunity. Okay, one of the neatest things, and this, I'm going to have it on the slide tonight, is the Chinese character for crisis is two things, danger and opportunity. Crisis is danger and opportunity. So if you've lost a relationship, if you've lost a business, if you've lost this, that means another door will open. There's always, when one door closes, there's always another one open. Now, when you've taken a hit, you've got to give yourself some self-empathy. Because it may be tough to lose a career or a job or a business or a home, or to have restrictions on your life so you can't see your family. I mean, these things are physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. But they're also a challenge and opportunity, so you can find it. So number one, goal setting and mindstorming. Number one, get healthy, get organized, live life to the fullest, learn new hobbies. Spend less and save more. Travel, but look at the different travels that you could do. You could take your car, you could walk, you could hike, you could hang with a friend, pay for the gas if you're using their car. I mean, you can find ways to travel that you don't have to have testing or vaccination or anything like that. Read more. The keys to wealth, happiness, sufficient sleep, sufficient nutrients, exercise, play, prayer, meditation. There's so many things you can do. Start tonight by going to bed early. The next day begins on the day before. And this, there are so many clues that so many masters have given us. All you got to do is follow it. I mean, think about just making a little effort for daily juicing and blending. Change your diet. Make healthy choices. Exercise every day. Pick a half an hour of just going for a walk every day. During that walk, you can do breathing. You could be listening to tapes. So maximize your time. Learn a new skill. Play with friends. And you're going to notice a difference immediately. Taking charge of your life. And honestly, when you look in the mirror, I can think of nobody better to run your life than you. And because your values, your goals, everything are unique or as unique to you as your fingerprints are. And you can take charge and make this year absolutely spectacular. And the cool thing is when this year is done, we can do it again next year. This is Dr. John Bergman, your health advocate. God bless you. I love you and have a fantastic year because you're going to make it that way.